Hundreds of people marched through the streets of Santiago yesterday protesting a court judgment suspending legal action against Chile's former dictator, Augusto Pinochet. Police used tear gas to disperse demonstrators angry at the Court of Appeals' decision to pronounce Pinochet too ill to stand trial. Pinochet's supporters also rallied in the capital. From Santiago, Claire Marshall of the BBC reports.
There was jubilation from supporters of Augusto Pinochet on the streets of Santiago. The crowd chants that the king lives on.
He is our liberator. None of this legal action should have been taken in the first place.
The Court of Appeals decision makes it very difficult for any future case to be brought against the general. He has been pronounced mentally incapable of conducting his own defence. While technically the case is merely postponed until his condition improves, his worsening state of health means this is unlikely ever to happen. The former leader's supporters maintain that justice has been done. The director of the Pinochet Foundation, General Luis Cortés, says that he is satisfied with the judgment.
We have hope that now General Pinochet can live out his last days in peace and tranquility, as a former president should be able to.
But for the relatives of the 3,000 people who were killed or disappeared under the military regime, this comes as a devastating blow. Fabiola Letelier's brother was assassinated by the Pinochet regime.
Lo que pasa en Chile con Pinochet.
What occurred is a national shame. That Pinochet, an international criminal, has today been freed will affect all Chileans.
His opponents say that Pinochet is in good health. However, the 85-year-old general suffers from diabetes and high blood pressure and has spent the last year in and out of hospital. Last week, he was admitted for a mouth operation and ended up staying for 6 days. Rumours that he had actually died had been circulating Santiago. He is still undergoing treatment at home. For an increasing number of people in Chile, it does seem that it's time for the country to move on.
Right now we have a lot of economical troubles in the country, so people are thinking in other things right now.
Those seeking Augusto Pinochet's prosecution will appeal to the Supreme Court. However, their chance of success is very small. While he's classified as an indicted criminal, it now seems very unlikely that the general will ever face trial. For NPR News, this is Claire Marshall in Santiago.